It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owens Beef Cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. It's Saturday, the 16th of July, the 198th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar, and the first day of the first year of the Islamic calendar, which began in the Gregorian year 622. 622 is the year Muhammad moved from Mecca to Medina. So in the Hijri, the Muslim calendar, the Gregorian year 2016 is year 1437. Was I clear? I hope so. In general, this means that Islam is about 1400 years old, which is actually pretty young. When you think about what the two other monotheist religions, the Jews and the Christians, were up to at 1400 years into their journey, well, I won't say anything more. I think you get where I'm going with that idea. Today is a very important day in French history, a sad one, but an honest one. The French have had a really hard time dealing with their collaboration with Nazi Germany during World War II, when the Germans occupied the country. The French have been taught that Vichy, the supposedly free French government during the occupation, was not French. Although, of course, it was. And today in France, it is Holocaust Memorial Day. On this date in 1942, the French authorities ordered the mass arrest of over 13,000 Jews who were held at the Winter Velodrome in Paris before they were deported to Auschwitz. And finally, in 1995, on July 16th, France's then-president Jacques Chirac made a speech in which he acknowledged that it was indeed the French who were responsible for rounding up its citizens and sending them to certain death. I find that speech of Chirac's an incredibly brave and honorable act after 53 years of denial. I know it meant a lot to my French Jewish friends, that acknowledgement. I think it meant a lot for all the French of all ages and faiths. Although French people won't smile at you or greet you or thank you if you get out of their way, they are truly a very kind and charitable people. And I think that ending the silence caused a great deal of reflection, which is always good, right?
You're listening to The Sound Kitchen on Radio France International.
Still to come, your turn with the listener mailbag and your voices, but first, the quiz. It's just football, football, football these days, isn't it? On the 4th of June, I asked you a question about football. The final match of the European Champions League had just been played, and the winning team was the Spanish club Real de Madrid, which made the French jump for joy. I asked you why the French would be so proud, so happy, that a Spanish football club won the European Champions League tournament. Why? Why? Because Zizou is the coach, Zinedine Zidane, France's beloved Zinedine Zidane. Zidane is the only Frenchman to have won the European Champions League as not only a player, but also as a coach. And he's only been the coach of Real de Madrid for about 6 months. The winners are Marcos Brito Romero, a member of the RFI Club Cuba in Holguín, and RFI Listeners Club member Chaitali Sarkar from Murshidabad, India. From Naugaon, Bangladesh, Mrs. Swarna Khatun, a member of the Lolona Listeners Club, is a winner this week, as is Abeo Gian Abdul Aziz from Accra, Ghana. Last but not least, there's RFI Listeners Club member Mam Gori Sao from Serekunda, the Gambia, who sent his answer by text to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone, which you can do too. The Sound Kitchen mobile phone number is +336 3112 9682. That's +336 3112 9682. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. Mm-hmm. And now for this week's quiz. Remember Solar Impulse? Oh, I hope so. Solar Impulse is the name of the Swiss solar-powered airplane which left Abu Dhabi in March last year on an around-the-world tour using only solar power. The idea is not that this will become the next wave in air travel, although, hey, why not, but to bring attention to clean technologies. After all, imagine, if it's possible to fly around the world using only solar power, what does that mean for the potential of other clean technologies? I'm in. How about you? The plane's almost finished its tour. Solar Impulse left Seville in Spain this week for Cairo, where it's just a short hop over to Abu Dhabi, where it all began. My question to you is, what are the names of the two pilots? Send in the names of the two pilots who've been flying the solar-powered airplane, the Solar Impulse, around the world. You have until September 10th to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on September 17th to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
My name is Francine Dacon from Ghana, Kumasi. I always listen to RFI. RFI. It's fantastic. More depth. It means fantastic.
Hello, I'm John CSC. Well, you just one. They could have found you. I love your program. Very, very, very nice. RFI. I like listening every day. Every day I used to listen to your program. I'm very, very happy about it. Thank you very much. All the best. Good luck. Bye.
Hello, my name is Stella Kibugi. I'm from Nairobi. I love RFM. Merci.
Hello, my name is Abbas Bofo Chelebi. I call from Bauchi State, Nigeria. I love this program. I love your every program you get. Thank you.
I am Ibrahim Marang of Gambia, Serekunda. I like your station. I listen to it every day in the morning and in the evening. Thank you very much.
What's that? Aha, that's you. We have a phone number you can call, and if you leave a message, we can put you directly on the air like you just heard. We love hearing your voices, so call. The number is +331 84 22 9600. Say your name and your country and leave a short message, whatever you're thinking about. The number again is +331 84 22 9600. Again, +331 84 22 9600.
I'm Nasser Balahi. Bonjour from Iraq.
That wraps up the Sound Kitchen for this week. Many thanks to all of you who wrote in. Keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. And remember, the Sound Kitchen is only fun if you are a part of it. Don't just send in your answer to the quiz. Take an extra minute or two and share with us what's up in your life. What's your radio club doing? What book are you reading? Is there a festival happening in your city, or why not? What'd you think about today? Get into this kitchen and help out. Here's Laura Angelo with the address.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
Talk to you again next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time. Thanks to my friend and colleague Alain Bleu for so expertly putting the show together. And be sure you take a look at both the RFI English and the Sound Kitchen Facebook pages to see photos of the RFI-sponsored football tournaments now being played by various RFI English clubs across the world. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone.